I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. 10 years ago today, British police arrested former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet. The general was visiting London at the time. British police were acting on a warrant issued by a Spanish judge who wanted Pinochet tried for murder. Pinochet's regime in Chile killed, tortured, and disappeared thousands of its political opponents. Peter Kornblut directs the Chile Documentation Project at the National Security Archive at George Washington University. He says Pinochet's arrest set in motion a cascade of events in the international human rights movement.
It became an international symbol of what was possible for victims not only in Chile, but throughout Latin America and around the world. Here you had a dictator whose name was completely synonymous with human rights violations, who had acted with total impunity and believed he had total immunity from prosecution for the rest of his life. And there he is suddenly detained in London, giving incredible inspiration and energy to human rights victims and human rights advocates around the world.
10 years after Pinochet's arrest, where are we seeing its impact?
You have international cases, such as the case in Spain against three former Guatemalan dictators. You have the ongoing case of Charles Taylor at a special tribunal backed by the United Nations at The Hague. You had Milosevic in front of The Hague as well a few years ago. He died before his trial was finished. And you have transnational cases, such as the Italian indictments of 139 Southern Cone military officials for various types of crimes related to torture and disappearance and murder.
Now, just to clarify, in the Pinochet case, the Spanish judge Garzón used his authority to order Pinochet's arrest for crimes committed mostly in Chile and mostly against Chileans. And the judge could do this because of something called the Rule of Universal Jurisdiction. And that rule states that nations have an interest in bringing to justice the perpetrators of particular crimes of international concern, no matter where the crime was committed or the nationality of the victims. Had a judge ever evoked this principle before?
Universal jurisdiction had certainly been a principle, but it had never been applied in the way it was applied in the Pinochet case. You never had a situation before Pinochet in which one country asked another country to hold and extradite a Chilean general who committed crimes in a third country, Chile.
Now, as you pointed out, it was a dramatic scene 10 years ago. I mean, Pinochet was held in England for 500 days about, and eventually behind the scenes, the negotiations led to his release and return to Chile, where he died in the hospital in 2006. So he escaped legal judgment and was never sentenced for his crimes. But what did his arrest set in motion in Chile?
Chile went from being a pariah state known for human rights violations to today, where it is actually known for prosecuting human rights violators and putting even its top secret police officials in prison. And Chile went ahead and elected a woman, Dr. Michelle Bachelet, who was actually a victim of Pinochet, and she herself was imprisoned in a torture camp. So I think that the prosecution of human rights violators of the past helps close the wounds of a country like Chile, and it allows countries to turn the page on a dark chapter of their histories and move forward. It certainly sets a precedent for other countries as well, including, I might add, the United States of America.
Right. Well, I was just going to ask you. I mean, some legal activists argue that the universal jurisdiction principle has implications for Bush administration officials.
U.S. citizens, I think, can't fully put their minds around the idea that their own leaders could be prosecuted for human rights crimes. But when you look at the crimes that Pinochet himself was prosecuted for, in fact arrested for, they are not completely dissimilar from the rendition programs, the waterboarding, enhanced interrogation programs, and secret detention sites that this administration has run over the last 6 or 7 years.
Peter Kornblut directs the Chile Documentation Project at the National Security Archive. He's also the author of The Pinochet File. Thank you very much.
Thank you.